This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I don't know about you guys, but this has been a crazy weekend. It has been a crazy weekend. In fact, for about a few minutes there on Friday night, late Friday afternoon, you just heard a hush. There was a little bit of quiet. Now, I don't know if it's because people were praying or if it's because people were trying to, you know, figure out headlines and where to go next, but it was a little scary. I was scared. All right. The President of the United States had to go to the hospital. And, the closest thing to that was I was little when Ronald Reagan was shot. And I remember, in class, Tracy, one of the students in my class, was telling my teacher, Mrs. Bade, what happened. And I remember seeing my teacher who your teacher always kind of, is on your butt and busting you. And, you don't really see them shake or shatter at all. And I just remember her look on her face when she found out that Ronald Reagan was shot. I don't know if she was Republican or Democrat or not, but it reminded me of how for a brief moment the country froze. And I'm sure there were some idiots out there going, yay, woohoo, yay, hope the president gets it. And there were, and, Twitter even stepped up and said, look, we're going to be taking those tweets down, for those of you, praying the worst for Donald Trump, for President Trump. But I gotta tell you, we were a little nervous, and we're going to talk about some of President Trump's means to, quell the fear. Apparently, what he did was successful for the markets, because the markets have gone up. But, many of you have asked, how come you got cocktails when we didn't? I mean, I could have sure used cocktail Friday, right? I mean, he got Regeneron cocktail. He got, this infusion in the White House. Did he get the oxygen? Did he not? So from what I understand, all right, he tests positive for COVID, or it was released to the public that he tested positive for COVID. I believe it was Friday. My guess is something was going on within the last 24 hours. While he's in the White House, his doctor, Dr. Sean Conley, very cool guy. He's a DO, doctor of osteopathy, and we'll talk about that. And, everybody's like, oh, he's so handsome. Yeah, he could load me up with cocktails. Yeah, he's a handsome guy, but I'm more of the Michael Fassbender type. But anyway, good doctor. I've made it a rule to not fall in love or, get all goopy over a doctor. It's never good. That's never a good idea. Look, Corey stuck with me, okay? It's just not a good idea. Not your doctor. So anyway, so Dr. Conley gave him, I believe, some aspirin. They infused him with they made sure he had his vitamin D, vitamin C. They gave him famotidine, but then they gave him something called this Regeneron cocktail. Now, in medicine, we call things cocktails because, a lot of us are Xers and boomers, and cocktail is a word that kind of the older generations use. The younger ones, the millennials and the zoomers, aren't really, into that term. Like, it's a drink, it's a shot. And we are allowed to call things shots. We call it a cocktail if it's a mixture. And Regeneron, and everyone's like, where the hell did that come from? And boy, did their stock skyrocket after hours on Friday. But Regeneron came up with a polyclonal antibody mix where, and we've talked about polyclonal antibodies and monoclonal antibodies, where the polyclonal antibodies help neutralize viruses by kind of attacking it from a couple different ways, whereas a monoclonal antibody might be more specific, but I think those have to be made outside of we can't, produce them in living or beans. We have to produce it outside, you know, like kind of petri dish type, and they're more expensive and they're more direct. And polyclonal might give you a little bit more of a shotgun approach to neutralizing a virus. So basically, what we did is we gave President Trump antibodies, because it's going to take a while for him to make antibodies to COVID. So they gave him an 8-gram infusion at the White House. Then, all of a sudden, we heard that, well, you know, he's going to go to Walter Reed. Now, if I was his doctor, and I'm going to talk about this in a little bit, what I would be advising Trump, not only medically, but also politically, I think it was a good idea, because my guess is he probably had some symptoms like fatigue, shortness of breath, fever. The last place you want to be is in the White House, and then you see all, you know, alarms and ambulances and I don't know, whatever they would have to do to take him to a hospital. Better for him to go into his really comfortable suite, really comfy suite, and, you know, be able to be there in case anything did happen, such as oxygen lowering. And what we found out is his oxygen did drop a couple times. We're being told to drop down to 93. Usually good oxygenation is 97 on up, you know, like an A plus. If you're 95 to 100, we don't, you know, call an ambulance. We don't make a big deal about it. Once you start to get to 94, we're like, we need to watch you. Under 94, we get nervous. Under 92, we get really nervous. So I wouldn't be surprised if they gave him oxygen, and we're told that he was given some oxygen. The press had a lot of questions about that with Dr. Conley, and we'll talk about why they were all obsessing about the oxygen status. But they probably gave him oxygen so he didn't have to work as hard, and why not? I mean, if you're going to be fighting an infection that's, you know, attacking the lungs, doesn't hurt to make sure your oxygen is good. Why make you work harder than you need to? Give some oxygen. I would have done the same thing. But then they also gave him a steroid, dexamethasone. And dexamethasone we use more in the critically ill patients, but what the dexamethasone does is it helps prevent that, hopefully, that cytokine storm or that big inflammatory dramatic response we've talked about on the show. That can kind of affect the lungs. So my guess is they did a lot of preventative. They started the remdesivir, which is the antiviral. They had him on the famotidine, which has shown good results. I also think it helps kind of control some of the platelets so he doesn't clot. They gave him aspirin. They gave him the vitamin C, the vitamin D. I believe they gave him also melatonin. I know some of the news anchors were talking about, well, maybe it's because they want to help him sleep. Melatonin has been shown to also limit the course of COVID, seem to, you know, help, you know, the progress somebody has with COVID. It might even be a little anti-inflammatory and help the lungs. So we're going to talk about what I would have done as his doctor and what I would recommend as his political strategist. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Chris Christie checked himself into the hospital. Chris Christie, Kelly McEnany. Both of them have tested, press secretary, both of them have tested positive for COVID. Kelly McEnany, from what we understand, so far doing well. I don't know what her symptoms are. That's breaking news. Chris Christie, he has asthma, also not the lowest BMI. So as a precaution, they had him go to the hospital. We haven't really heard much in the last 24 hours, but boy, have we heard a lot about what's going on with President Trump. And from what we're being told, all right, by multiple media outlets, President Trump wants to go home today. He wants to leave the hospital today. Now, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if he's comfortable. I saw the digs he had at Walter Reed Hospital. It's nice. He's got a dining room. He's got an office. He's got a fantastic presidential suite at the hospital. I mean, man, it just, you know, it's nice to be president. Maybe not. Maybe not. And so I've been asked, you know, should the president be discharged this soon? Well, it all depends on what's really, really going on with him. Okay? You know, when we decide if somebody's going to be discharged from the hospital, we look at if they could breathe on their own. We look to make sure that their lungs are functioning well and they haven't been filling up with fluid, and we don't think they're at risk for the blood clots that COVID could induce, or the cytokine storm, the big inflammatory response, or adult respiratory distress syndrome, the multi-organ failure that we've seen in kids with COVID rarely. We're starting to see in adults also. So I'd want to make sure that his heart was looking good, his kidneys were looking good. With President Trump, I would also want to make sure that he, you know, followed the rules, right? You know, kind of, you know, in terms of, look, you know, making sure you sleep, you know, making sure you eat right, making sure you're still getting your regular medications. Because the White House, from what I understand, can replicate a mini-assisted step-down hospital room if they needed to, and they still have the means to do IV infusions in the White House. Technically, he could still be treated in the White House. Would I discharge him today? No, I wouldn't discharge him today. If I had his medical chart and it was confirmed that he did have a couple little touch-and-go times with his oxygen dropping, with his fever, with his lung function, I would probably keep him another day or two. And it's just because I don't care if I tick off the president. I don't care if I tick anybody off. I just, you know, that's just kind of, I mean, what's he going to do? You know, is he going to fire me from the Dr. Dolly show? I think I'll be okay. Which is why, by the way, you know, Dr. Conley, his White House physician, he's got some cojones, because that's got to be a tough job to be his doctor. But I would tell him, I don't know if I'm 100% ready for you to leave, because the problem with COVID, and we've discussed this, is when COVID does kind of, it caused some of its real bad effects or sequelae. It doesn't necessarily happen the first 2 days of COVID. It comes later. We've heard of people getting blood clots a week or two later. Now, I'm not saying he needs to stay hospitalized that long, but I would have at least kept him about 4 or 5 days. That would have just been me. Now, mind you, I'm not a hospitalist. You know, again, they could recreate a lot of that Walter Reed presidential suite in the White House, but I would just, you know, there's usually a calm before the storm sometimes with some of these very, very severe cases. And Donald Trump is 74. He's no spring chicken. You know, and I'm assuming he still doesn't have diabetes and he still doesn't have high blood pressure. Sounds like his blood pressure is good. Sounds like he's not diabetic, you know, but with his weight and with, you know, his age, I don't know if I would, you know, not anticipate what could happen in the coming days. Now, his chief of staff had talked about the next 48 hours could be critical. He's right. All right, you know, 48 hours, 72 hours, maybe even longer with COVID. We really do watch and we do hold our breath and we do say prayers. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, we don't think this virus is going to hide out, take hold, or induce an immune response, because it doesn't necessarily have to be a whole bunch of viruses, virus particles. That viral load could be going down and you could still have nasty sequelae or the cytokine storm or some of the bad things that happen with COVID. So I would probably watch him. However, politically, okay, this is a whole nother discussion. So when President Trump was admitted, boy, did the media and people have a field day. And, you know, you heard people say, well, he was lying about having COVID so he could get out of the debates. You had people saying he's lying about his health. You know, he's probably on a ventilator. And there was all this BS going on. Well, you know, we don't live during the times of Abraham Lincoln and Douglas when, you know, like I said, they could do a debate where each person speaks for an hour and then does a 30-minute rebuttal. Right now, we are at an instantaneous news sort of circuit where something goes out, it goes viral, and 30 seconds later, you hear about it and you go, where did that come from? So President Trump knew that the country was going to freak out, right? He's probably already heard that people thought he was on a ventilator. So he wanted to show people that he wasn't, you know, on a ventilator. He was doing okay. So he does a video. He makes a video of himself. In this video, I thought he looked a little thinner. which, you know, considering we just saw him Tuesday during the debate, he just looked a little thinner, but that could have been camera angle, who knows. And, you know, maybe looked a little paler, but, you know, his breathing seemed fine. So he did this video, and as a doctor, I'm like, okay, I'm reassured, you know, because if he really needed oxygen, we probably would have seen more shortness of breath, more coughing. But then people accused the president of doctoring the video. There are people saying, oh, the video was doctored. And they showed the video with, like freeze moments and extra takes. But that wasn't the video that we all saw. So all of a sudden now, there's that fire that his PR team has to kind of put out, saying that the video was fake. So what does he do? He's like, well, then you know what? I'll go outside. If people are going to say that the video's fake, I'll go outside. And this is the problem with playing defense. You know, you can't be playing defense like this because now everybody's attacking President Trump for exposing his Secret Service agents and being in a vehicle and leaving the hospital and, you know, for a photo op. Well, here's my thing. With the Secret Service agents, from what we understand, they volunteered and I that's not for us to debate whether it was a volunteer or, you know, they felt compelled, but realize people are being exposed to President Trump 24/7 already. I mean, there's a plan in place. Whoever has been with the president all this time and was exposed to him before he finally went on his lockdown and isolation, they're still probably around him because he still needs Secret Service. There's people around him. The doctors are around him. The nurses are around him. He has staff around him. So, you know, people are around him already. So, you know, I don't want people thinking that he's really, you know, 200 feet away in a bubble away from everybody. I don't think that's the case. So I think there are people that either already tested positive or have antibodies or whatever saying, look, you know, I'm fine. You know, just, yeah, if it's me next, go ahead and treat me. So, so what would I recommend to President Trump politically? Well, I get that he needs to instill confidence. If people think that the president is on a ventilator or all this fear that we had lived through in the spring when we were hearing that people were falling out of hospital windows and being taken away in meat carts and if that's what he thinks the American public is thinking, he needs to instill some confidence, okay? I mean, especially if he's not doing that bad. And I mean, you know, so I'm not surprised. So I like the video thing. If he needed to prove that the videos weren't doctored, you know, and he couldn't really walk out of Walter Reed and say hi, you know. My thing is, though, is don't let the media and the press put you in a trap. Okay? If he feels compelled to get to the White House because everybody thinks he's going to be weak or he's on a ventilator, he could unfortunately put his health at risk, put more people at risk. And who cares what the media says? All right? Those who hate him, hate him. Those who love him, love him. The media will say whatever they want. If Donald Trump wants to prove the media wrong, survive this. Get through it. Do a proper hospital course, take the medicines as directed, get some rest, you know. You could tweet. You can still tweet. I know people don't think they're coming from him, but, you know, you could still tweet. You could still, you know, you could FaceTime. Why don't you then FaceTime? If people think that things are being doctored, FaceTime. Right? You really can't alter that. That's, you know, pretty live. So I would do that, but, you know, don't fall into this trap because no matter what he does, people are going to jump on him. And, they're either going to say he's on a ventilator or he's faking COVID. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Dan Naraki. President Trump could soon be back at the White House with a full schedule of work ahead of him.
Optimistic that based on his unbelievable progress and how strong he's been in terms of his fight against this COVID-19 disease, that he will be released, but that decision won't be made until later today.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows telling Fox News that the president's health has continued to improve and that doctors could release him from the hospital as early as Monday afternoon. President Trump has been hospitalized at Walter Reed Army Medical Center since Friday evening after testing positive for the coronavirus. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has announced that she, too, has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement released Monday, McEnany said she tested positive today after several negative tests last week. While she says that she's asymptomatic, she will begin the quarantine process. This is USA Radio News. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says he'll be leaving public office in 2 years.
I will not be running for re-election in 2022, and I will not be running for governor. I will serve out the remainder of my term, and after that, my plan is to go back to the private sector.
Toomey made the announcement Monday, saying that he's looking forward to spending more time with his family, but that he is still focused at the work to be done in the rest of his term. The two-term Republican senator was also considering a run for governor of Pennsylvania in 2022. A new report from the World Health Organization estimates as many as 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected with coronavirus. The WHO says the infections will impact areas differently, but says the entire world still remains at risk. The report also appears to criticize China's response to the pandemic, saying the country failed to provide accurate information to its public health officials. There are currently more than 35 million reported cases of COVID-19 worldwide. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Saturday morning there was a press conference at Walter Reed Medical Center, and a handsome young, I thought he was young, I didn't realize he was 40, but still, that's kind of young, especially now, young, such as I'm in my 40s. Young doctor, kind of strapping, handsome, walks out there. And we knew that Dr. Conley was his doctor, you know, but he has his white coat, and he's surrounded by all these other white coats, you know, and you know, physicians, one from John Hopkins, who's a COVID specialist, has done multiple research. In fact, I think one of them had COVID themselves and used themselves within a trial on an experiment on COVID. So, I mean, these are people pretty well trained and, you know, possibly had it themselves. But Dr. Conley comes out to the forefront. He's looking all good. And after Sean Conley, he had a deal. after his name. And some of you had reached out going, what's the deal? And we've talked about this. Doctors of Osteopathy, they've been around for decades, years, more, centuries. And they're a licensed physician, just like MDs. They go through 4 years of schooling, just like MDs do. They go through multiple sets of boards. You know, step one, step two, step three. We have on the MD realm, the allopathic realm, they have level one, level two, level three with their Comlex, although now the DOs are taking both. So they also have an internship. They also do a residency. And they could do any specialty that the MDs do. And so, you know, for most people, they don't see a difference. There's a fantastic difference in terms of their training. The DOs, which a lot of people don't realize, get more training than many allopathic doctors, because on top of what they learn allopathically, they also learn osteopathic medicine, which kind of focuses on the body's innate, inherent means to heal, like the immune system, in terms of, you know, decreasing things that can inhibit healing. They use osteopathic manipulative treatment or manipulative medicine, which is a form of manipulation. We have chiropractic manipulation. We have osteopathic manipulation. Many times they overlap and are similar, but osteopathic manipulation, appreciates, just like chiropractic does, that the nerves innervate not just the muscles, not just the bones, but they innervate the bowel, they innervate the pancreas, they innervate the lungs and the heart and all, you know, your nerves, your nerves are as vital as your circulatory system. And so there's treatments that osteopathic physicians do. Some of them use these treatments ubiquitously throughout their practice, some might not. So many people who have had a DO, they don't really see the difference. Some that do go, that's a cool difference. So there's been, unfortunately, many misconceptions about doctors who are DO versus MD, because early on, and I don't know how this started, but medical schools were very, very difficult to get it. They were very, very competitive. So to be accepted into a medical school, an MD program, your grades had to be tight. I mean, the competition was fierce. But there were many individuals that wanted to be practitioners. They wanted to be physicians. And so many of the osteopathic schools had open arms to those individuals that, you know, might have had not had a 3.999, but had a 3.7, right? Or had a 3.79, you know? And they opened their arms to students who didn't necessarily need to be 4.000++, you know? And so, however, there are 4.0 students that apply to DO schools. There are 3.5 students that apply to MD schools. Who cares? Grade point averages don't mean jack diddly squat. I told you guys that. I had like a 4.3 in high school, but when I had to work three jobs while putting myself through college, no. My grade point average dropped to like a 3.8. Oh, that's horrible. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean I'm not going to be a good physician. I was in the honors college. I got a 3.8 something. Still graduated cum laude, but no, I didn't make summa. I didn't make magna. Who gives a heart and dude? All right. I got into medical school. I became a doctor. So somebody with a degree in DO or a degree in MD does not reflect anything about their medical school or allopath or osteopathic school past, because, you know, what makes us physicians is not a grade point average or a score we got in calculus. It's our instinct. It's our ability to not only memorize things, but put things together. It's our ability to have compassion. It's our ability to draw out a history from somebody who really doesn't want to tell you that they've been thinking about suicide, or they're hearing voices, or, you know, they have an STD. And so what makes a good physician is somebody who just gets it. They just get it. So when I was asked how do I feel about Dr. Conley's approach to, you know, President Trump, I love the fact that President Trump was able to get this Regeneron cocktail, which, by the way, it's not FDA approved. It's not out there for everybody to use. It's still investigational. It's still in clinical trials. But what does it do? It helps boost your immune system. It helps your immune system help fight the virus. I'm sure an MD would have recommended it as well. But pretty damn cool. Now, just from a political standpoint, you know, there's been MDs and DOs and nurse practitioners and physician assistants in and out of the White Houses for years. But Dr. Conley, I believe, is the first one that has ever been designated, that actually was appointed to the role. You have to be chosen by the president to be the official White House physician. That is huge. President Trump was the first person to choose a DO for that role. I'm an MD. MDs have been in that role as White House physician with every other president back. In fact, Dr. Jackson, I believe, was Obama's doctor, President Obama's doctor, and President Trump used him as well. Was it Ronnie Jackson? So the White House physician stayed between two different opposing presidents. Not sure exactly what happened in 2018, but Dr. Sean Conley, who's also a Navy commander and an emergency medicine physician, I love emergency medicine physicians, they rock, was appointed in 2018. Now, it's interesting because some osteopathic schools out there, you know, might be leaning liberal. This is a huge plus. If I was an osteopathic school right now, I would be running with this. This is huge, especially as Donald Trump is looking really, really good. He's you know, responding well to treatment and all that. So I hope, you know, schools don't miss out on the marketing just because they might not be pro-Trump. I think finally the White House embracing an osteopathic physician is fantastic. Now, that being said, I saw many of your comments, you know, about DOs versus MDs, and many of you accuse MDs of throwing medications at you or not caring about you or not caring about nutrition. And I don't know where the heck you guys got that. Okay, just because there's a fantastic field of osteopathy that, you know, works with your innate ability to self-heal doesn't mean that the other doctors don't give a damn about immune systems or nutrition. That's not true. I'm an MD, so in my schooling, we did learn about nutrition. We did learn about the immune system. We did learn about avoiding environmental factors that could mess with your body's ability to heal. We learned about how cuts heal and the whole Wolverine effect, where if you get cut, you're going to form a scar and what the scar does. We've learned about how broken bones heal. I mean, MDs aren't just all about medications. True allopathic do draw upon other things to help heal a person, but so do DOs. And medications are one of the tools. But MDs also will use therapy. MDs will also recommend massage. MDs will also recommend manipulation. We might not be trained in it. We might not know how to do it, but that doesn't mean we're against it. Now, you do have some MDs out there that are jerks. You do have some MDs out there that, you know, might be like, you know what, I don't care about any of that. You know, I just love my, I don't know, this medication, just take that and go with it. But the average MD, right, you know, is just as hip on nutrition and everything else as anybody else. And so, you know, get that out of your mind that MDs are just pill pushers. True, we rely on medications because we think medications do a variety of good things. If you have an infection, all right, and you're going into sepsis, right, you know, we're going to prescribe an antibiotic, okay? So would a DO, anybody would. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, guys. Waiting for the bumper. There we go. And we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. We got so much to talk about. I know we got calls, and I'm going to get to them, but there's just so much we got to discuss. And this is a topic I've been watching, and it's not the sexiest topic, okay? Movie theaters. Many people, they really don't care what's going on with the movie theaters. Yeah, they might want to go to a movie. There, you know, every now and then, and you know, have a date night, and movies are nice, and you know, I miss going to the movies, but it's really not a topic that anybody really cares about. It's not anything that, it's kind of been just kind of flying under the radar. Nobody really cares. Oh, well, is the movie theater open? The movie theater's closed? Oh, that sucks. And then they move on. We'll watch Netflix. But I think the movie theater issue is a lot bigger than it might appear. And I think it forebodes some economic issues and some changes in our culture that are significant. And so I need to spend a couple minutes talking about what's been going on. Now, many of us have been home for most of the 6 months. Maybe we'll go out to dinner, we'll see some friends, things like that. But, you know, I haven't gone to the movie theater. I don't even know what the last movie I saw in the movie theater was. I don't know if it was one of the Avenger ones. I just don't remember. You know, 6 months is like really, you know, I'm starting to get that memory where I really just don't remember stuff anymore. But I remember medicine, so I'm still good with that. And I remember my cranial nerves and all that. Well, you know why? You know why I'm having memory issues? Okay, because remember the planets, right? My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas, right? So Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. Remember that's how? Yeah, and then all of a sudden they came up with all these new planets. And they go, sorry, those are wrong. So I'm not going to spend any more time memorizing stuff that's just going to change. Makes some sense. So movie theaters have been shuttered, right? Can't have multiple people sitting next to each other for multiple hours at a time. COVID didn't really go away. All of a sudden, COVID's back. I mean, COVID's been around, but all of a sudden, damn. Right? We had the Titans having to postpone a game. We had Cam Newton of the Patriots get COVID, and that game had to be delayed. You have President Trump. You have Chris Christie with it. You have Kayleigh McEnany. Why am I now getting her name right? Yeah, anyway, Kayleigh, yeah, and everybody likes her. She knows her stuff. She's good. But, you know, COVID never really went away. It's coming back, so people are still kind of hesitant to go into a movie theater and sitting next to other people for 2.5 hours. So what movie theaters had done is they closed down, and then once they were allowed to open, when governor said they could open, they said, okay, you know what, we'll do, less than 50% capacity. We'll sit you between different rows and we won't fill up all the seats. So they basically drastically dropped their volume. Now, Hollywood, on the other end, is the driving force for a movie theater's revenue. And a movie theater will draw in people when there's a big blockbuster, when there's a huge movie. Well, back in April, No Time to Die was supposed to come out, 007 movie. Usually 007 movies are strong. The boomers love them, even the traditionalists. Us Generation Xers are like, yeah, yeah. Daniel Craig's cute. So I like the 007 movies, and I would have gone. But when movie theaters were shuttered, all right. So then my husband and I are thinking, okay, well, when they do open back up, okay, we'll, you know, go to a theater, and, you know, we'll sit where they tell us to sit, and we'll do the, you know, the spacing. But these theaters, they aren't making that kind of money. And so they're hoping, all right, you know what? Hopefully we'll be able to launch this, you know, release, the blockbuster gets released, we'll have all these people come. But we still have the restrictions. Meanwhile, Hollywood decides, you know what, nah. We're not going to release 007. We're going to put that off until next spring. Well, 007 was supposed to come out November 20th. Okay? Wonder Woman got moved to Christmas Day. Black Widow, the new Black Widow movie, we've been seeing trailers for a while. I'm at the point now where I don't even think I'm interested in it anymore. That's not coming out till May. So Hollywood wants to make money. Hollywood wants to boast a huge revenue gain from releasing a movie. So the biggest movie that came out when movie theaters start to open up was Tenet. Now, I didn't see Tenet. My son did. You know, the young ones, the Zs, Generation Zs or Zoomers, they're like all up into the movie theater. So my son went with his friends, and they went and saw Tenet. They said it was good, but it was a little weird and kind of sci-fi-y, and, you know, but they said it was a good movie. Problem is it just didn't have that clutch to make everybody want to go out and see the movie. So a $200 million movie only brought in $41 million thus far. Hollywood turns around and says, no. We can't take that risk. We're going to wait. We're going to wait till all the theaters open back up. Well, the theaters can't handle it. AMC, rumor has it, they only have 6 more months of funds and they're done. They can only hold on for about another 6 months. Regal Theaters, they're like, you know what? It's costing us too much money. So was it Cinedome, Regal, not Cinemark? Cinemark is still open, but I think Cinedome that owns Regal, they're like, you know what, we're going to close all the Regals, I think 564 in the country. We're just going to wait until movies get released. Now, if Hollywood doesn't want to release a movie because they want all the theaters open and all the restrictions gone, they're not going to release a movie. But if the movie theater needs Hollywood to release the movies to be open, they're not going to open. So it's this vicious cycle. Now, many of you are thinking, well, you know, who cares? You know, once COVID goes away, people will go back to movies. I don't know. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm Zooming meetings. I'm doing telemedicine. I'm always on the computer. I don't think I could look at another screen, even if it's a big screen. I'm kind of getting screened out. I think a lot of people are kind of getting sick of the screens. The other thing, too, is I think a lot of us are getting movied out. You know, I mean, you know, we're seeing all these movies and, okay, you know, so I just finished the two seasons of Cobra Kai. It's great, but it's not fantastic. I mean, I think there's too much 80s music and it's a little too corny, but it's good and I'll be a Cobra Kai fan. But after watching that, I'm like, okay, you know what, I'm going to give entertainment a rest. You know, you start getting fatigued. And for those of us that are home all day, you know, staring at a screen, do you really see, once movie theaters open, them going, okay, yeah, I'm going to go back into a theater? Maybe. But I still think there's so many people paranoid about COVID. I think also people don't want to spend the money on popcorn and drinks, because remember, the way the movie theaters make their money is the snack bar. That's where they get their money. They might take a loss sometimes on the movie, but they'll make their money back with the snacks. And if people are like, I'm not going to be spending, right, $30 on soda and popcorn, they're not going to make their money. And, you know, people are falling in love with this whole Netflix and streaming service, and Netflix is doing great. Amazon Prime is doing great. Disney Channel's doing great. Mandalorian's coming back out, or the next season. So I don't really think movie theaters are going to have any sort of a robust reopening anytime soon, maybe even for years to come. Now, young people like movies. Going to the movies are exciting, so they're going to have to change it up. My guess is movie theaters might have to make them more like those, you know, magic motion theaters where you actually feel it, where you feel the rumble. Movie theaters are going to probably have to move towards more of an experience. But just sitting there watching a flick, I don't think it's going to draw them, especially when, you know, people have been hearing about 007, they've been hearing about Wonder Woman and all that, and they're kind of, I think they're kind of burnt. Even though those movies should be blockbusters, I don't think it's going to draw the crowds. Now, many movie theaters have kind of started to do the Lazy Boy seating. I love that type of seating because I'll bring a blankie, and so you'll get to recline in your seat, and then I'll have a blankie, and some of the theaters will sell wine, so you get to sit there and have wine and your blankie, but, you know, like a home experience. But we've been doing that for 6 months at home. I've been watching movies with my blankie and my snacks, and I've been doing that already, and I could pause the movie to go pee. I mean, you can't pause a movie theater. I've tried. I'm like, guys, I got to go to the bathroom. Just stop, hold it. I can't do it. At home, I can. So unless movie theaters step it up where, you know, they work a deal with Hollywood and the streaming services where you will never get to see that 007 movie unless you see it in the theater, or we are going to make sure that you could feel every bullet or every rumble or every tornado wind cheer, I don't really see movie theaters being a thing that's going to stay open. And then the domino effect of that is a whole other topic for a different day. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.